Now we're going to go into the book of Hebrews. And we said last Sunday that we access the grace of God through faith. Hallelujah. The more faith you have, faith is the currency of God's kingdom. The more of it you have, the more you can access. The less of it you have, the less you can access. The kingdom of God, God's currency is faith. Not each and every one of us has been dealt the measure of faith. So every one of us has faith. Hallelujah. Never say, I don't have faith. If you do that, doubt will rise like a giant over your life. And you don't want that to happen. Amen? Now, God has ordained that we should live by faith because he's not in a realm that you can see him. Amen? We can't see him with our physical eyes, though we are in touch with him with our spirits. Through our spirits, we can see God. What I mean by that is that we can see the anointing of the Spirit of the Lord, which is the Holy Ghost. We see him as we pray in the Spirit, as you walk around. There's no way you would not see him, because the Bible says you shall see him, for he shall be with you. Amen. Now, in our walk with God, we are told a lot of things. We're told how that when you come to Christ, everything is going to be all right. Hallelujah. We're told that you will prosper. God will prosper you, keep you in health, and that the Lord will bless your lot in life and give you eternal life. Then some, because they feel that it didn't work for some people, therefore, it might not be true. So some go to the other extreme and say that it's all about suffering and crying and a lot of things going on. The former is the actual story of our walk with God. Hallelujah. Now, in the course of our Christian walk, people could reproach us. We could have persecution, but it does not mean that those things are coming from God. We need to look at things from proper perspective. When the adversary does not want the Christian or the child of God to be walk in joy. Hallelujah. And so, as the word of God begins to come to us, we know that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And as the word of God continues to come to us, and we hear it, and faith is built in our hearts, don't expect that the adversary is not going to come to try to contend against the things that we have heard and try to make it look like it's not real. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But our job is to hold on to the word of God. Now, in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 35, it says here, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Now, this patience that we're having is not because God is delaying in answering us. He's already answered us, but things are quicker in the realm of the spirit than they are here. Some people think that things are slower there than here. No, things are quicker there than here. In the spirit realm, it takes place in the instant. You ask God for something, he does it instantly. Then the process of it coming into this slower realm begins. This is why it's possible for people who've had an out-of-body experience in Christ and they're taken to heaven, it's like the angels travel so fast. Praise the Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. So things are faster in that realm than here. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, when Philip was caught up and when he was done talking to the Ethiopian eunuch and all of that, he got caught up and saw himself somewhere else. So things are faster in the realm of the spirit. Spiritual transportation is faster. Hallelujah. So when God does it, isn't when we necessarily see it. He does it when we ask him. In the book of Mark chapter 11, glory be to God, verse 24. It says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. Glory be to God. What things ever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them. Believe that it is at the time you're praying that you have received what you're asking for. And the Bible says you shall have them. So the process of having believe begins with you believing that it is yours. Hallelujah. That it is yours. Now, we look into the Word of God to find out the things that have been freely promised us or done for us. By these promises or things already done, we are made partakers of God's divine nature. We enjoy the things of God. Hallelujah. Jesus died for us to have forgiveness of sin. For example, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. But that new creature has no past. Your sins are forgiven you when you come to Christ. Hallelujah. And any time that, you know, a believer had, you know, for some reason sinned, glory be to God, the Apostle John said, these things write I unto you that you sin not. But if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And we ought to believe that we are forgiven. We ought to receive forgiveness in the instant. What things ever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. When people come to Christ, their debts, spiritual debts, are forgiven them. Everything the person owed God has been forgiven, written off by the blood of Jesus. It has been posted to the account of the cross. The Bible says that he who knew no sin, God made to become sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So the embodiment of the account of sin was posted to the account of Jesus the righteous. And his righteousness was posted to our account. That was how we became righteous. Praise the Lord. It means that everything that we did before we came to Jesus has been written off. It doesn't matter what that thing or things were. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter. You might have lived a rotten life, whatever it is, wicked life, being a very mean person, being a Nero or a Hitler before you came to Christ. As soon as you came to Christ or you come to Christ, that is the end of sin. The records that were there before you gave your life to Christ, including the sins of Adam, were washed away. They no longer exist. Now, you might feel bad about it if you remember it, does not change the fact that you are forgiven. You're just like somebody who had a loan account with a bank and some uncle of yours came and paid it off. And you're feeling bad that, why did I even get into a debt? Why did I get into a debt? Ooh, why did I get into it? You shouldn't be doing that. But some people do that. That's what people do with sin. And when you do that, you break your spirit. When you do that, you break your spirit. Because the Bible says, through sorrow of heart, the spirit of a man is broken. You will break your spirit if you continue to walk that way. And understand this, that the Bible says that the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. It will bring healing. That's where it comes from. Bible says we should guard our hearts with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You keep your heart, you guard your heart just the way a strong man guards his goods, so that the wrong things don't get into your heart. The enemy specializes. Before the enemy can try to break a believer, he would first of all introduce the things that produce condemnation. He will keep you feeling guilty about a past sin or mistake. Because with that, you cannot have confidence to come to the throne of grace. If he can't beat you down with it, there's nothing he can do to you. Hallelujah. But God wants us to know that we are forgiven. We're forgiven. The righteousness that we have is not affected by how you feel. The righteousness that you have is by faith. Faith is confidence at its base level, is confidence in the word of God, that what God said is true. If you don't have confidence in what God has said, you are not in faith. It's not placing confidence in your professor. It's not placing confidence in how you feel. It's not placing confidence in what you see. It's not placing confidence in the opinion of men, but on the word of God. The word of God has to be your reality for your faith to walk. Hallelujah. You got to see beyond what physical eyes can see. The Bible says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. So we're not walking after our physical sensory perception. Not at the things that we can see, touch, feel. You know, I don't feel so good today. So that means that, you know, you go to the doctor and say you're depressed. Then they load you with some pills. The pill has a high, it'll calm you down, make you feel good a little bit. By 5 p.m. in the evening, you get a crash, boom. Then you need to take another one, you know, so you cool off again. Then after a while, boom, you come down. And when it's a kid and the kid does not understand what those highs and lows are, they commit suicide. Depression is not as real as the word of God. The Bible tells us to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. But you can't rejoice except you can see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You got to see God. You got to see a positive future. You have to have a vision of tomorrow, that things are not always going to be the negative way they seem to look at where you are right now, if that's where you are. Don't walk by how you feel. Just remember, you're not moved by how you feel. You can feel anyhow. It doesn't matter. The only thing you can change is the word of God. But every circumstance of this life, if you can see it, it is temporal. The Bible said that the things which are seen are temporal. The things which are not seen are eternal. Glory be to God. You can change the things that our eyes can see by faith. Hallelujah. We can change it by faith. We don't need to remain the same beat down people the rest of our lives. We don't need to. Your marriage does not have to be unhappy if it seems to be right now, the rest of your days. You can make it a happy, peaceful, good marriage by the spoken word. Bible says you have whatsoever that you say. Jesus said so. You have whatsoever that you say. You shall decree a thing, it shall be established unto you. These are laws of faith. Glory be to God. You believe it with your heart, you declare it with your mouth, according to the word of God, and God will bring it to pass. Hallelujah. What are you saying about where you are? What are you saying? He said to Abraham, as far as your eyes can see, what are you seeing? Wiped out business, things not going okay, and, you know, everything is bad, nothing is good. Is that what the word of God says? First, he says, say to the righteous, it shall be well with him. And then when you want to say, yeah, it's well with me, then the devil says, you're not righteous. And the way I'm looking at you, you ain't righteous at all. In fact, you say, but I'm righteous. He said, no, you're not. Then some person comes on one of your maybe reels and all of that. And then it starts saying, there's none righteous. No, not one. You know, say, so you see, you're not righteous. Then you say, but my pastor said that I'm righteous. You forgot that it was not your pastor who said it, that it came from the word of God. Then you say, then he comes and says, but you remember that Pharisee? He says, I'm not like other men. I'm righteous. Not like this sinner here. And then Jesus said, when the other man came, he said, he couldn't even look up to heaven. He said, oh, Lord, forgive me. I'm a sinner and all of that and all of that. And when he finished talking, Jesus said that the one who claimed to be a sinner went home justified. While the other man was, you know, just fooling around with himself. Okay, I'm putting in my own words. That is. Now, that was before the cross. That was before the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That was before the last Adam came on the scene. Things are different now. There is the law of sin and death. Under the law of sin and death, that thing was the rule. But under the law of the Spirit of life, the Bible says, with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. He also says that he who knew no sin, God made to become sin for us. That was not the situation with those two people, two prayer warriors. One beating his chest, how mighty he is. He tithes, he does. That was not the situation then. They were living under the law of Moses, the law of condemnation. They were living under it. But in Christ, we are living under the law of the Spirit of life. That is the law that is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That's our law. We're not going around saying how, you know, that we're beat down, we're unrighteous, things are not working, we're all sinners and all of that. No, 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 we're not sinners. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. God gave us a free gift of righteousness. It's a free gift. Hallelujah. It's a free gift. We paid nothing for it. Nothing. We paid nothing for that free gift. So it's working in us, given to us freely. Now, because it's given to us freely, we don't feel it. Some people don't feel, I don't feel so righteous today. So they feel, the day they don't feel good, they say they're not righteous. The day they feel good, they say they are righteous. You are working by your feelings. The things of God are not like that. It says, my peace I leave with you. Not as the world giveth, give I you. Hallelujah. How does the world give? All right? When the world gives you something and you annoy them, they take it back. Hallelujah. That's how the world gives. But that's not how Jesus gives. That's not how God gives us things. You know, Jesus is an expression of the Father. Hallelujah. And so Jesus says, the Bible tells us concerning God the Father, he said that the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. What it means is that once God gives you something, he doesn't take it back. Hallelujah. He's giving us righteousness. Glory be to God. He told us how to walk in it by faith. He who knew no sin. Why am I righteous? He who knew no sin. God made to become sin for me that I might be made the righteousness of God in him. So I'm righteous. Now, what happens where, but I saw you get angry the other day and you said one wrong word. That's sin. So how are you now righteous? The Bible says very clearly, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He says, If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, to restore us to righteousness. Hallelujah. And so when things happen or something has happened, it's not supposed to happen. But if it happens, I go to God. Say, Father, this was what I did. I ask that you will forgive me. I'm sorry for doing it. And then you make plans. You repent. You make plans not to do it again. So we're called to live by faith. God wants us to live by faith. God wants us to believe that things are going to be okay, even when nobody thinks that they're going to be okay. He says, say to the righteous, it shall be well with him. It's all going to turn out well. Hallelujah. He says, you're going to be a success in life. You were designed that way. Hallelujah. He says, there's no failure in Christ. We're not called to fail at all in Christ. It's not there. But what is there? Your faith will work regardless of what anybody else is thinking. Hallelujah. You know, when the dust settles, the real thing still stays. Hallelujah. So also, when the storms of life gather against you, stand your ground by faith. It shall be even as it was told me. Where? In the world.